Barrhead, a Barrhead Main Street business, was the target of a break and enter early Sunday morning, resulting in thousands of dollars of lost products, not including lost business and damages. At about 3:30 a.m. on September 15, two individuals broke into Rocky Mountain Roots, stealing roughly five figures worth of products. Leela Gasek, a Rocky Mountain Roots co-owner, said the culprits broke into the store via the front door on Main Street. "They really knew how to deal with locks," she said, adding not only did they break or disable the outdoor lock, but also several in the store. Legasic added the entire robbery took roughly 5 minutes. Mike Wilson, co-owner and manager, said the shop's security system notified him about the break-in via his cell phone. "My phone started blowing up at about 3:43 a.m., he said, adding he knew it wasn't a false alarm due to the number of messages he received. "If it is a bad sensor, you get one notification every 5 or 10 minutes, but this was bang, bang, bang." Wilson then remotely checked the store's security camera and watched the robbery in real time. He immediately called 911. "I said, send a car. I am watching them load up their vehicle right now," he said. Wilson added he was very frustrated by the 911 dispatcher, who kept asking for more information. "You have the address of the building. Send a police car now. They are getting away. You can get the other information later," he said, adding the RCMP arrived 5 minutes later. Unfortunately, by that time, the culprits had left the scene. "I guess they were somewhat courteous criminals in that they did not smash any of the display cases," Wilson said. "One of them did try to get into my bong cabinet, but he gave up after about half a second, instead going for the bigger payday." As a result of the theft, Rocky Mountain Roots remained closed until about 4:30 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Wilson said it took that long to get the store back up to Alberta Gaming Liquor and Cannabis, AGLC, requirements. Legasic and Wilson added they were not the only Main Street business thieves had targeted. They said it was the third break in the last month, the latest 2 days earlier. "I plan to talk to Town of Barrhead Council," he said, noting that at one time Barrhead had a community watch program. "I think something like that has to be brought back for the downtown businesses because the constant break-ins are getting out of hand." Wilson added that it is not just break-ins. He said that his staff has also been the target of harassment, including his wife. "Which is why I have asked the RCMP to increase their presence in the area," he said. As for the break-in, Barrhead RCMP Detachment Commander Colin Hatch said they are still investigating, and thanks to Rocky Mountain Roots video surveillance cameras, the police have pictures of the suspects. Unfortunately, the suspects wore masks, but Hatch said police believe the getaway vehicle was a darker color Kia Santa Fe sports utility. "We are still working on some leads, but that is what we mainly have to go on," he said. He also confirmed that the RCMP is investigating another Main Street break-in in the early morning hours on Friday, September 13. Security footage from the business shows an individual wearing a traffic vest leaving the scene. "Security footage shows a vehicle was involved in that break-in as well," Hack said, adding that, regrettably, the footage did not show a license plate. "If you know the identity of this individual or have any other information regarding the break-ins, contact the Barrhead RCMP detachment at 780-674-4848. Anyone wishing to remain anonymous is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.